Well, hello everyone. Handing out flyers in Lethbridge, Alberta, defending girls through federal legislation and summer legal research. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, and this is Quick Updates. Now, Ed is out in the sun in Lethbridge, Alberta. What's going on there, Ed?
Thanks, Colin. I'm here in Lethbridge doing a summer grassroots tour here. Great chance to meet with our ARPA chapters and other ARPA folks. And one of the main purposes of this grassroots tour is to reboot the Care Not Kill campaign. CareNotKill.ca. The federal government is debating whether or not to expand assisted suicide to more Canadians. So we had an evening session where folks could write postcards to their MPs. And now we're here and we're going to hand out these flyers to hopefully make people aware of what is going on and also have them speak up for truth. So what do you guys think? We're ready to roll. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Ed. Awesome work there, everybody. Go to carenotkill.ca to see what this campaign is all about and to join in. Now, We Need a Law has a short update on a bill that they're working on and what you can do to support their efforts.
Hey, everyone. We know it's the middle of the summer, but we just wanted to give you a quick update on Bill C-233. As you will recall, that bill was introduced by Kathy Wagenthal earlier this year. A bill that seeks to ban sex-selective abortion. Now, wow, has everything changed in the past number of months with COVID-19, and much of our advocacy efforts in regards to this bill were put on hold. But now is the time when we're encouraging you to once again engage with your MP in regards to sex-selective abortion here in Canada. We've been in touch with Kathy Wagenthal's office, and while she doesn't know the exact date as to when her bill will be debated in the House of Commons, she has told us that private members' bills such as hers are starting to receive more attention. So if you have ordered postcards or flyers to drop off at homes and you have them sitting in your home, ready to deliver, ready to send off, we encourage you to do that now. If you would like some postcards or flyers to distribute, please visit defendgirls.com. Signing off from Yarrow, BC, back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Mike. Finally, Andre joins us to talk about the law and policy team's summer projects that are underway.
Thanks so much, Colin. So the Law and Policy team with ARPA is definitely staying busy this summer, even though Parliament's not sitting and even though the courts aren't releasing judgments, we are staying busy. We're staying busy developing two new respectfully submitted policy reports, one on education and one on elder care. And we're developing a new series of reports called our foundation documents, where we dig deep in some of the foundational issues that affect politics. So there's one on rule of law, one on freedom and liberty, one on authority and the government, and also one on environmental stewardship. Those should be developed through the rest of the summer. And finally, we're putting together a special collection book of pro-life sermons from March for Life prayer services over the last 15 years. We hope that will be ready to be released this fall. We're staying busy here through the summer. Back over to you, Colin.
Thanks, Andre. Well, this is it, the end of the last Quick Updates for the next couple of weeks for the summer. We'll be taking the next couple of weeks off, returning on August 19th, 2020. We'll see you then. As always, thanks for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you in August.